This is Patricia Clark. My poem is Elegy to be Breathed at the Grand River. Choose a fall night. Choose October's last night when the costumed children go door to door, scaring only themselves. Remember the year a little girl cried at our door, saying, I didn't want to be a bride. The girl turned and flounced away while her mother laughed. This elegy is for the girl. If you choose a good night, the ground will exhale along with the river, a shimmer of leaf shine, russet, maroon, amber, scarlet. Notice how those colors ripple in the water, inviting you in. No one swims in the river, but fishermen wade out there to the middle, avoiding sudden holes, hitching up hip boots, sliding felted boots along, feeling for stones. Elements of sorrow and goodbye are fitting for elegy. I'm going nowhere but home, holding the little girl's hand, trying to tell her I could be her mother. It's not going to work. The sass between them is bond in DNA. When I spit in the tube, mailed it in, my cousins proliferated like fruit flies. Who are they all? The family lines tangled up like mistaken birdsong. Is that a great horned owl or a boy hoo-hooing for an echo? A kingfisher or a maraca being shaken at the nearby Mexican restaurant? This elegy features refreshments, ghost food, and sweets for the journey. White cauliflower steamed and dipped in melted cheese, mashed potatoes and milk, a trout almondine covered in cream, chocolate mousse in ramekins, and an almond tart to end with. Take your sweet time. Let's wash it down with wine as purple as dusk coming on, or as the bruise the girl's wrist shows from her mother's grip.